Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Good evening and welcome aboard to another edition Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, we are coming to you live from Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, as we talk the world of sports on a Thursday into a Friday, and a special guest. You know, we get to mix it up here now that we don't have football this weekend. We get the 2 weeks, the fortnight between Championship Sunday and Super Bowl Sunday, so we get that break, and we get to loosen it up here a little bit. We're going to do some movie stuff later on in the week and next week. Then, you know, you get to Wednesday. Tuesday, really. Tuesday, we really start to ramp it up with Media Day. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then away we go. So right here on Sports Byline here, Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, the digital app. If you have the Sirius subscription, which includes the internet, 967 on the play-by-play deck, where when all the NHL, which is dark right now due to the All-Star weekend in Sunrise, Florida, but NBA and college buckets, when those games go final, we take over and it's Sports Overnight America. So we look forward to that. But to mix it up, I'm excited for this one. Big fan. Olympic gold medalist and Olympic commentator Tara Lipinski, world-renowned figure skater. Of course, a tremendous rivalry with Michelle Kwan. This obviously came after the tremendous rivalry, which ended with craziness, which we won't even get into, but Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. But anyways, Tara Lipinski, Chicken Soup for the Soul, a new TV show, the original series, Wedding Talk. And so, guys, if you want to get some points, play this podcast for your wife. Maybe bring up some good memories. And, guys, you'll earn points for Super Bowl Sunday. How about that? And maybe you can bank these points and use these guy points for later on during March Madness, baseball, or football next year. Tara Lipinski, she'll lead off the show. We look forward to it. Chicken Soup for the Soul, a new original series which called Wedding Talk. So the gals will like this. I think the guys will too. This is an amazing athlete and a really fine person. A Philadelphia native, so we'll see if she loves the Eagles. Tara Lipinski kicks it off here. I'm Marty Terrell. We are at Muggsy's, and we want to tell you, if you're in Central Iowa, this will be your home for Super Bowl 57, the big game. You can get a hold of Muggsy's online to reserve your tables. 44 plasma TVs inside Muggsy's. We're coming back to kick off a Thursday and a Friday here on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Welcome back here on Sports Byline and Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, Digital App 967. And, of course, we're around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, getting to talk to all our servicemen and women and officers around the globe, whether they're at sea or at land across the pond. It is great. And when we get a guest like this, an internationally known, wonderful person, Olympic gold medalist, Olympic commentator, Tara Lipinski, it's just wonderful to be able to share someone like this with our audience. Tara, my name is Marty Terrell. Thank you so much for coming on. And how does this call find you today, Tara? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, I got to just start by just saying, you're from Philadelphia. Do you care about the Eagles, the Sixers, the Phillies? Do you care about...
I do. I haven't, you know, I was born in Philly, raised in South Jersey, so my answer is how could I not? So we were at, we were actually doing a skating event this weekend doing live television, and my partner in crime, Johnny's also from Pennsylvania, so we had our Eagles apparel on.
All right. Well, great job. Congratulations. We wish them luck on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll know you'll be watching. Well, we got you on here, and this is great. We'll talk some skating, but, you know, you have done so well on television, and I'm one of those sports talk show hosts that really gets into, you know, kind of assessing and reviewing TV commentators. No one more prepared, extremely professional. But you've branched out. You co-host Chicken Soup for the Soul, an original series called Wedding Talk. We got a lot of female, a lot of women listeners. What's this all about, and how'd you get involved?
Well, it was such a great opportunity. Obviously, you know, athlete and a sports commentator, but I've done, you know, over the last decade, so many other different types of hosting or broadcasting. And, you know, when I got this call, I thought, oh my God, it's so perfect. I'm a hopeless romantic. I love the process of planning my wedding. Now I get to live through it with all of these couples on this show. And, I have two co-hosts that are just incredible wedding planners that, are the funniest and, you know, smartest, most talented guys in the business. So we get lots of tips and tricks, but more importantly, the show is really for anyone. Obviously, I've been married 6 years, and I get upset when I come home at night from filming because I'm like, God, we should have done this, we should have done that. So it's obviously a great show for couples that are engaged and getting married and part of the planning process. But I think it's also for, you know, people that just love, and you get to meet these couples, and you get to know their story, and you get to see these extravagant weddings. You get to see weddings that are just backyard weddings. We really cover the entire range of every different type of wedding. You know, we had a wedding that, you know, they got married and there's a volcano erupting behind them. But the whole point of the show is, right, it is to see all the couples, all these different types of weddings, really get to jot down some fun tips and tricks that you'd want to do at your own wedding or your own event or your renewals, which I'm doing at some point, and I have all my notes. But mainly, it's something that I didn't realize. It's really like films. This is not just a wedding video. You think of like your uncle videoing in the background. These are beautiful, thought-out, creative films, and it's just visually stunning. So it's been a blast.
Yeah, and you know what I love about it? We're talking to Olympic gold medalist and obviously network commentator on Olympics ice skating and other things now in television, Tara Lipinski. What a thrill to have her. You know what you guys did, which I love? You went and took some video from lovestoriestv.com. So, you know, you guys weren't afraid to kind of dip in to, you know, another outlet for some footage, which was a brilliant idea. Can you talk about that?
Yes, well, I mean, Love Stories is just, TV is, it's amazing. The footage that they have, that they capture, that they find, and then they get to share with the world is, you know, it's just so beautiful. And I think that we just got so lucky that we get to collaborate with them and to make a show like this so that we can put it on television and have everyone be able to see these incredible weddings and couples and, you know, for me, it was just, I had no idea that there were films. I mean, you have to call it a film because I stopped calling it videos because it's just like, it's a film. So that's the level of what you're getting when you watch this show. So yes, it's been great to be able to use and collaborate with Love Stories for these videos.
Again, we're talking to Tara Lipinski. You know what, too, I think is really neat? You guys get into destinations, and I don't judge people, but I guess we all kind of do, because when people find out that, you know, someone's getting married and it's a destination, it usually tells a story. My sister, who lives in Florida, she got married at Turks and Caicos, and I thought, how did they I never asked her why they – well, they love it. They like the beach. They like Turks and Caicos. So destinations, you guys get into that too. And I think destinations, Tara, are very telling.
Yeah, you know what's so great is that the places that we've gone on this on Wedding Talk, it really varies from place to place. And what's incredible is, like I said, I feel like we do a good job of – giving everyone a range. So yes, we'll take you to the extravagant wedding far, far away. You know, we'll take you to a barn wedding. We'll take you to a wedding at your home. We'll take you to, you know, from simple to extravagant to adventurous to, you know, isolated. I think that's what's really great about the show is that every different episode, we tap into maybe two or three weddings that we kind of thematically think about what this episode's about. This episode's about isolated weddings. So there's a couple getting off a helicopter in Antarctica, and you get that taste of a wedding. And then, of course, yeah, there's the extravagant wedding that we just all love to look at and think, ooh, that's so luxurious and incredible and glamorous.
Well, we only got a couple minutes. I'm going to put on my sports talk show TV critic and tell you that you are riding the crest of an all-time proliferation of ice skating ratings and turnouts. Unbelievable. I think San Jose just wrapped up. Columbus next year. Boston in 2025. I'm from New England. I remember it. 2016, 110,000 people for the U.S. Nationals. Terry, you're now the face, literally, of women's figure skating on network television. What an opportunity for you, and you work at this. This isn't just show up and put on a headset. You put a lot of work into this. Can you talk about what your TV career means to you real quick?
Well, I'm definitely super proud of how far I've come. You know, I started off as an Olympic athlete, and making transitions is not always easy. And, you know, figuring out life after winning an Olympic medal is difficult. So I'm glad that I found, you know, a path for myself that I still get that same rush of adrenaline that I did when I skated, and to be able to be part of the team that we are with Terry Gannon and Johnny Weir, it really couldn't be it couldn't be any more of a dream. So sometimes I do pinch myself that, you know, I love my sport. It's my biggest passion, and that I get to be part of it still and do it with people that I love. And I, you know, Johnny is the absolute best, and we work really hard at what we do, because we want to make sure that everyone at home is informed and educated and most of all entertained, and that we try to bring as many eyeballs to figure skating as we can. So there is a lot more prep than what people see when they see us on our, you know, our matching glittery outfits watching figure skating. You know, this really is our life, and we care so much about it.
I'll say it so you don't have to, but it's a different world now. You know, it used to be commentators would get reviewed in USA Today by Rudy Martsky or Television Critics. Now it's social media, and they're on every syllable, every word. If a score doesn't come out right, or you say something, or Johnny says something, you know, we got 30 seconds. Tara, you live in a fishbowl. You did then, and you do now. How about that?
I know. I mean, you know, being a figure skater in the first place, sometimes I'm like, wait, what do? I skate on ice with blades on my feet, and now I talk about it. Yeah. So my life has always been unique, and I am just so grateful that, again, like I said, the sport I've been in since I was 3 years old, so it means everything to me. So to still be part of it and
awesome.
Hopefully be making some sort of impact is great.
Thank you so much. Hey, listen, Wedding Talk, we wish you luck. Chicken Soup for the Soul, you know, this original series, we wish you the best. We're out of time. Tara, thank you so much. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so great chatting.
All right. Thank you. Tara Lipinski, the gold medal Olympic skater, now a TV commentator, a network commentator, heard worldwide here on Sports Byline, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Thanks to Darren Peck, Ron Barr, and our crack producer, Dominic Jimenez, for arranging Tara Lipinski podcast tonight. Keep it right here.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Marty Turner here live at Muggsy's. This is going to be your headquarters for the big game, Super Bowl 57 on Sunday, February 12th. This will be an all-day, all-night event, and you can reserve your table at Muggsy's, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, about 2.5 miles northeast of the legendary, famed Iowa State Fairgrounds. Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill. All right, let's get to Dom's Download. Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Vanguard Utility Partners in a seven-state region. Randy Byrne, and by Muggsy's as well. Dom, how are you, my friend?
I'm not too bad, Marty. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, I love doing the download with you. It gets me some banter going back and forth. You know, the NFL Network, you know, they need content. Obviously, the Super Bowl talking heads and the studio shows will ramp up when everybody gets to Glendale on Monday, but now they're torturing people like you with the replaying the Super Bowl from 4 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever.
Don't do it, Marty.
Calendar. The 31-20 Kansas City victory over your 49ers. I'm trying to remember where that Super Bowl was. Where was that game played?
That was Hard Rock, so Miami?
Miami, that's right, Miami. Well, here's where I want to go with you. With 11 minutes and change to go, the 49ers were up 20-10. 20-10 with 11 minutes to go in the game.
Oh, I'm going to make it worse. They were up 20-10 with like 6 minutes left.
That was just stunning. I mean, the more I think about it, I don't mean to put salt on the wound, but tell me this. Tell me the backstory. Did you break a TV? Did you go into depression for a month and a half? Take me back if you could kindly.
No, I absolutely didn't break a TV. I'm sure there were a lot of expletives thrown at the TV. I'm sure my mom was completely like, oh my God, relax. It's just a game. What are you doing? Vocally lost my stuff. Never been a huge fan of Garoppolo and Shanahan. That really right. didn't help my feelings towards either guy in that game. But it was frustrating. It wasn't sad. It wasn't depressing. It was frustrating because coming off the prior year, I think they were like 4-12. So to yep. have made a Super Bowl run, to have been on the precipice, and then knowing that Shanahan had that 28-3 loss in his back pocket to the Patriots from when he was the offensive coordinator with the Falcons, really, yep. It just really was a miserable, cruddy feeling.
You know, you look back at that game, like you said, 6 and change left. What stood out to you? I mean, obviously, Garoppolo took a lot of heat when he missed a wide open receiver. I mean, simple as that.
Yeah,
Does he get the most heat?
Yeah, Garoppolo, that's if you ask any 49er fan, whether they like him or not, the miss to Emmanuel Sanders was huge. Conversely, what seems to be a problem for the 49ers for my entire life, I'm 31, Marty, so I don't really remember the last Super Bowl in 96. I was five or four or something like that. I don't remember it. So for most of my life that I can remember, the 49ers have not had a great secondary, and the secondary was really beatable that year, and Mahomes figured it out in that fourth quarter. I think Richard Sherman just got absolutely picked on. I'm a Sherman guy. I'm a big fan, but he had lost more than a step by that point in his career. So between the 49ers offense suddenly going stagnant and the defense struggling to stop Mahomes all of a sudden, we've seen it, Kyle Shanahan kind of goes on tilt when things start going off the rails like that, and he can't really recover. So between Garoppolo's misses, the run game suddenly not being able to have their way with the Chiefs' defense, and Mahomes finally being able to pick on the secondary, it was just a nice combination of everything that could go wrong for the 49ers happening at once.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stat sheet. Yeah, you were right. I forgot. 6:13 to go in the game before yep. Mahomes got it going. He hooked up with Kelsey, no surprise there, and Damian Williams. Right before the 2-minute warning, they took the lead, and obviously that was all she wrote. Frustrating as heck. Frustrating as heck. All right, that being said, you know, the Niners obviously you know, watch Brady do what he did yesterday and retire. What's the latest? What do you think they're going to do quarterback-wise? Obviously, Purdy, if he recovers, you know, from surgery, and this is major surgery, and we're saying September is probably best-case scenario. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting offseason. The draft notwithstanding, what do you think they're going to do? And Garoppolo is history. I mean, Shanahan's made that clear. There's no way they're going to even get involved with making him an offer. He's done.
Yeah.
So what do you think they'll do?
So I think they're going to start the season. Trey Lance is your starter, assuming he's healthy, which I've read that Shanahan said he should be ready to go by OTAs in April. So he should be totally fine for that. I think Trey Lance is going to be your starter. I think they're going to give him a shot again to try to stay healthy. They've got the draft equity invested in him with the 3 first-round picks. So I think it goes Lance, you see where Purdy's at, and if he's healthy by the time the season gets going, he's probably the backup unless Lance falters or fails. And then I think they go out and sign a veteran, like an actual veteran, no disrespect to Josh Johnson, but a veteran who can actually compete and win games for you in the NFL. A guy like a Jacoby Brissett, a guy like an Andy Dalton, a guy like a Gardner Minshew. So I think that's where they will and need to go.
That'll be interesting to see what they do. All right. We're obviously a week and a half out. Friday, I mean, less than a week and a half out, Super Bowl. Is this game gonna captivate the country, do you think? Is there enough juice there with the quarterbacks? You always think of quarterbacks, you do. And we've got 2 African-American quarterbacks, Mahomes and Hurts. 2 teams, big markets. A big market and a small market. Philly, a big market. Kansas City, not so much. Is this a game and a matchup that'll captivate the country? And where does it fall in line with your thinking?
So you're asking somebody who's extremely biased and doesn't want either team to win the game because he harbors ill will towards both teams. However, I will say, as a whole, I don't think it's going to be as highly rated as you'd expect with the 2 dynamic quarterbacks, the Andy Reid storylines, the Kels. It's actually pronounced Kels, fun fact. The Kels brothers. Them going at it.
Hold on a minute. Whoa.
I just blew your mind, didn't I?
You just said something amazing. Now, where did this come from? Back up now. Come on.
I don't have the specific podcast and the specific date, but Travis was on a podcast, and I forgot how it came up, but he goes, yeah, you know, it's actually not Kelsey. It's Kels.
Wow.
It's pronounced Kels.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's from Travis's mouth. It's not like me going, oh, well, I heard this and I heard that. That's out of his mouth. I believe it was a couple years ago.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of, and you're too young to remember this, and I'm getting old, so I do remember it. But, you know, coming out of Pittsburgh, it was Tony Dorsett. Tony Dorsett, I mean, and then it was Dorsett. And, it's a play on, you know, really the syllables in Dorsett. Or Dorsett, you know, 1 or 2 syllables, but it became Dorsett, and he started to correct people. It was crazy. That's going to be a big. I hope that's a big story this week. I would love to see Kevin Burkhart and Olsen call him Kels and have people just flip out because it's been Kelsey.
Yeah, no,
from day one.
So I found an article. This was written it was on For the Win, which is part of USA Today, 2021. Travis made it more confusing while trying to clarify it. He goes, it's technically Kels. Everybody has always called us Kelsey, and we kind of just go with it.
That's interesting. All right. Dominic's Download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners and by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. All right, let's get back to it. Kansas City and Philly, you're biased. You don't think it's going to captivate the country? I don't either, to be honest with you. I don't. I think the halftime show, I mean, look, everybody's watched. You know, you go back 4 years ago, 102 million. It'll probably top out 110 to 112 in terms of the million households. But you don't think it'll captivate the country? What do you think?
No, I'm agreeing with that. It's not that people aren't going to watch it. It's the Super Bowl. You could have a bunch of nobody teams playing, find the smallest market, and people are still going to watch the Super Bowl. But I don't think in terms of, oh my gosh, are you going to watch a Super Bowl? You got to watch a Super Bowl. I think there are going to be a lot of people who are like, eh. We don't know a ton about the Eagles. We know they were really good this year. Jalen Hurts was very good this year, but I can't say that the Eagles are highly must-see, must-watch television. And I think Patrick Mahomes has been so good for the last, 5 years already, 4 or 5 years, that I think there's already Patrick Mahomes fatigue. I think if you saw a guy like Joe Burrow, he was just there, but I think if you saw him, if you saw Josh Allen, I'd be having a different answer. But it's almost like when Brady was getting to all these conference championships and Super Bowls. It's like, yeah, he's really good, but Tom Brady again, really? So I think I think there's going to be a level of, despite him being so good, it's going to be Mahomes and the Chiefs again, really? All right, let's do it. Sure. I think it's going to be a little bit like that for a lot of people that aren't invested in either the Eagles or the Chiefs.
Very, very interesting. All right, one final thing. I know we're up against the break here. I think Fox, obviously they've got Brady under contract for 10 years. I think they're going to use him on the Super Bowl pregame show, and they can't possibly do that to Greg Olson, use him in-game. They would never do a three-man booth. But do you think Fox and Rupert Murdoch is going to put the word out? We want Brady in that broadcast on Super Bowl Sunday. What do you think?
I don't know how you couldn't. You got him under contract. You might as well use him. And in terms of a hot commodity, he's in the news, so you might as well throw him in there. And everybody like, oh man, Brady's starting with Fox. Okay, there you go. I think it's going to be one of those things.
Will you go see the movie 80s for Brady?
Absolutely. I'm going to go watch it this weekend. It looks hilarious.
Are you really?
Yes.
You really are.
I'm also a big movie guy, Marty, so I try to go to the movies 3-4 times a month.
Do you really? Wow.
Yeah.
I do, but I don't go to the theater. I watch them at home, Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever. All right, Paramount Plus 2. It's crazy. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Dominic, excellent work here. We'll come back. Lots to get to. We'll look at not a slow night in sports, the NBA, and how about the Boston Celtics last night? Wither the Brooklyn Nets. We'll come back here. I'm Marty Terrell. We're live at Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa on Sports Byline. It's Calling All Sports.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,
done.
Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Down the home stretch we go here. Just want to get into a lot of people. When the Super Bowl goes final, a lot of sports fans go into a mourning period. I don't, you know, and I'm not going to make this about me, but I don't. I love college basketball, and I have a newfound passion for the NBA. And I'll be perfectly frank with you. I was very down on the NBA for a long time. That has changed. The NBA has made a resurgence. Now, look, you can accuse me of, you know, the Celtics obviously being the hometown team from whence I came. But, yeah, and that has a lot to do with it. And up 2-1 last year to Golden State, I thought they had the Warriors dead to right. Thought they had them dead to right. I mean, Tatum was just – he torched them in game three. And their big three during that finals, as you well know, was Tatum – Jaylen Brown for the first three games, and there was some shakiness and there was some precursors of what was going to happen, and Marcus Smart, who was a lockdown defender. And then in game four, we all know what happened. It was just a train wreck. And then, you know, and Curry just took off, and then Draymond Green, and it, you know, and Poole, it was just it was torture. And once they lost game four, you knew they were toast, because Tatum was a disaster in game four. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about, you know, Tatum MVP. Look, I watched it last night. A lot of the country saw it on ESPN. They totally conducted a scrimmage, a glorified workout at the expense of one of their chief pursuers in the Eastern Conference, the Brooklyn Nets, sans Kevin Durant. But this was embarrassing. This was – look, they trailed by 49 at one point. I was hoping for 50. And here's the thing. And Missoula, trust me, Jock Vaughn and the whole world took note. The Celtics, to me, were rubbing it in. And that was aimed at Kyrie, and that was aimed at the whole Nets organization because of, you know, Udoka, who is still technically – you know, suspended. He's never going to coach another game in Boston after the sexual liaison he had with a front office employee with the Celtics. The Celtics were launching threes, and I don't – well, you know what? I'm going to get the stat sheet out. It was stunning to me, and I just got to be fair. I was embarrassed for the organization last night. I really was. They were up 49 – and I'd have to get the play-by-play sheet out, but I'm going to look at the stat sheet. I'm going to say the Celtics shot, dare I say, 35 threes last night, and maybe more. It was just stunning to me. So the Nets last night launched it's going to take me a second here. You got to bear with me. They should have the totals at the bottom, but they don't. Hold on a minute. The Nets last night – again, trailed at one point, trailed by 1 point by 49 points. Okay, 3-pointers, 4 of 7. Okay, wait, 12, 19, 26, 32, 34, 37, 39. Well, the Celtics probably went over 40. The Celtics last night, 3-pointers, 6, 12 is 18, 22, and 12 is 34. 37, 42, 46. They shot 52 three-point attempts last night. What are you talking about? 52 threes. So that was in your face. We're going to embarrass you. They were laughing on the sidelines. And, you know, Kyrie, to his credit, and he's an easy guy to criticize, while he was in there, he was playing hard. He was playing hard. You could tell, though, that they were embarrassed. It was just it was stunning. They shot 52 threes. Think about that for a minute. That's just, I mean, that's Grinnell College out here in Iowa, for crying out loud. It was just amazing to me. So anyways, I digress. You know, you go from Super Bowl Sunday, I get into the NBA, and I certainly, and I think a lot of us do, you know, we get into college basketball. And the storyline this year is Houston. It is Texas, maybe. We'll see. Obviously, in the Big Ten, you look at Purdue. Michigan State may have something to say. It is so spread out. I mean, Gonzaga plays Santa Clara tonight, and Gonzaga is ranked 12th in the country. And I don't know if Mark Few's got a team that can even make the Sweet 16. I don't know. I don't know if I see it. Arizona, they play Oregon tonight. Wildcats ranked 5th in the country. Is this a, you know, Sweet 16, Elite 8 team? Perhaps. UCLA, same question. Year ago, tremendous. I thought they were poised to run the table. They got Washington tonight. Washington's terrible. UCLA, Sweet 16, it would be a disappointment if they didn't. Elite 8, certainly reachable. Not expected. But, well, you know what? If you're ranked 9th in the country and you're heading into February and your schedule in the Pac-12 is such that they'll vie for the league championship, okay. So, you know, maybe you have to throw them into that. It's a minimum of Elite 8. Houston, I mean, Kelvin Sampson's got a deep team. Up and down the floor. We got to see him on the weekend against Cincinnati. They're up and down the floor. They defend. They rebound. You can say what you want about Kelvin Sampson. He can flat-out coach, and he's got coachable kids. Big Ten, I mean, it's all about Purdue. We watched that game last night with Penn State, and Penn State made a run right before the half. I think they cut it to – it was either 3 or 5 at the half. But early, they got to the 9-minute mark in the second half of that game, and it was blowout city, and ended up winning that game by 20. I think Purdue is at a level right now. I don't think they have anybody that's a serious threat to them in the Big Ten. I think they're head and shoulders. You know, Wisconsin's down. Ohio State is skittish. Michigan's down. Iowa is hard to gauge. McCaffrey's Hawkeyes, they're right in my backyard here in Iowa. They're a very tough team to gauge. They've got the makings of a very good team. The Sanford kid, Murray, Rebecca. They've got talent. They really do. Their guard play is Perkins is on one night, off the next. They're inconsistent. And you know as well as I do, come March, so go your guards, so go your team for the most part. And there's notable exceptions. But you look back at Gonzaga, I mean, Suggs was their key. They did have, obviously, guys on the interior that could make do a lot of damage. No question about it. But the reality is your guards are going to carry you come NCAA tournament time. So, to me, this year, it looks kind of top-heavy. I think we're going to see the Houstons, the Purdues, maybe a UCLA, couple of others, maybe Gonzaga. Who knows? They may get hot at the right time, and that's the thing. You know, you don't want to peak too early, but you know, come early March, you get to your conference tournament. You want to be playing at a high level, and you want to be healthy, and you don't want guys to be gassed. That's the key. So when I look at college basketball this year, I look at a tier of a handful of elite teams, and then it's a mad scramble from about 6 through 25. It's a mad scramble. Iowa State, again, right in my backyard, cannot figure this team out. One minute I think this is a team that could be Final Four material. TJ Otzelberger, remember the name. This is a guy who can flat out coach. He's a gym rat. I love the guy. He coaches. He wears it on his sleeve. He does not panic. But the other night against Texas Tech, it was just an unmitigated disaster. And, you know, they're up 22, and they're not closing people out. They're letting teams hang around, and that's not what you want to see as we go from, you know, January into February. And don't forget, February, go, you blink and this month is over. You blink and February is over. And that Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, we've seen what the Big 12 has been like over the last 4 or 5 years. They've been dominant. Kansas is, I think, ripe for the picking. I didn't mention them among the handful of elites. I should, but you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know. Grady Dick takes nights off. They don't take care of the basketball. This is a very sloppy team. I haven't talked about Kentucky and Calipari. You know, it would be just like Calipari. Trust me when I say this. His team languishing. Shibaway is elite. He's got McDonald's All-Americans sprinkled across the roster. They're all one-and-dones, the majority of them. And here's what you can say about Kentucky. They haven't won since 2012, but watch out if Calipari starts to get that team to gel. If he starts to get that team to gel, they'll be extremely dangerous. But Shibaway gets into foul trouble. They get sloppy. They don't take care of the basketball because they struggle with chemistry. But you know what? Sometimes Calipari always used to say, don't evaluate my team in November, December, January, or even February. I want my team to be right and come together in March. But, you know, he's working on 11 years now. And he's got a fan base down there that they're getting antsy. That's a very, very, very tough place to coach. And, you know, Calipari, I think, did take a look at Texas when Chris Beard got let go. You know, they made contact. They reached out to his agent and, you know, testing the waters. I would look for Calipari. Again, he's got a huge recruiting class. He's got the two kids from the Philadelphia area. He's got Wagner coming in. He's got the other phenom at Philly. He's got a bevy of, again, McDonald's All-Americans. I mean, look at NBA rosters. Kentucky, Kentucky, Kentucky. And this is what he sells. He sells the idea, I'm going to prepare you for the NBA. You're not going to win a championship at this level, which is what he should be saying. Well, he says what the kids want to hear today. You know what? And now he's got the nil. He's got the name, image, likeness thing, and he's got that arrow in his quiver. It's fascinating to watch. So that's where we are with college basketball. I put Kentucky as kind of an outlier in that middle, just outside the top five. But they can get dangerous. And if they do, they have a chance to be a very tough out in the NCAA tournament. And a team we could just sit there slack-jawed and say, well, we saw this coming, because he will have them ready. That's Calipari's style. He will have them ready. Whether it bears fruit remains to be seen. All right, we'll come back on the other side. Obviously, we'll get to a Thursday into a Friday with scores, interviews, and highlights. And we want to tell you once again, with the Super Bowl looming, if you're in Central Iowa, Muggsy's is going to be a place that's going to do a great job. It's like a sports amphitheater in here. In fact, they have a very busy, as you can hear the noise, a very busy Wednesday into a Thursday here with college basketball and NBA. But I will tell you that, yes, get your reservations. Go to Muggsy's online, Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, as they get ready for the excitement of Super Bowl Sunday. And it's good to reserve a table. They also have a big banquet. Well, not a big, but a banquet room, so to speak, an activities room that can be reserved as well. So we look forward to that. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We'll run down a Thursday night into a Friday bevy of college basketball and NBA, the NHL off for the All-Star break. I'm Marty Terrell here. We are presented by Muggsy's and by Vanguard Utility Partners. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp databank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Lakers, Indiana tonight. Nice to see Austin Reeves out with a hamstring and Scottie Pippen, game time decision, concussion protocol. So LeBron and company will be in the lineup tonight. So Pacer fans and those kids from Indianapolis or Greenwood, Indiana, or Carmel who got Laker Pacer tickets for Christmas, they'll get to see LeBron and Davis tonight. Heat Knicks should be good one. Cavaliers Grizz. It's a good night in the NBA, folks. Pelicans Mavs, very good. Warriors Nuggets, Clippers Bucks. I mean, that's a five-star night in the NBA. It really is. Gonzaga Santa Clara, can't get too amped up. Houston Wichita State. I'm not going to get cuckoo on the college basketball tonight. I will dip around. I don't know where I'll land. You know, I might dip into UCLA Washington just to brush up. Arizona Oregon maybe. And then, you know, late night, I know Dom will be watching San Francisco and St. Mary's. He'll be all over that. In fact, they'll be part of Dom's download Monday because he's off on Fridays. But I'm just half kidding. Hey, listen, great job out of the whole crew. And Tara Lipinski, that podcast hopefully will be available, if not tonight, tomorrow. We look forward to it. She was excellent. Wedding talk for all you women and you guys. Get that podcast downloaded from my Facebook page, Marty Terrell, and then just send it to your wife, and you'll get some brownie points for football this year, or certainly next year. You don't need brownie points anymore for football this year because the wives all love it, girlfriends all love the Super Bowl. If for nothing else, it's the commercials. Which, by the way, my pet peeve is, you know, it used to be with the Super Bowl commercials, they'd hold them, they'd embargo them to the game. The darn commercials are all over YouTube, the web, Twitter, Facebook. No surprises. Very few surprises with the Super Bowl commercials. All right. Great job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Dom. Dominic Jimenez, who does an outstanding job producing and contributing to the program. We're back at it tomorrow with Daniel Ogden, 3 o'clock Pacific, 5 Central, 6 East. It's Calling All Sports. part of Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks so much for listening. We are presented by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, and by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, and their 7-state Midwestern footprint. For the whole crew, Marty Terrell, adios. We'll catch you tomorrow here on Sports Byline.